Joe Biden's 2023 Border Budget, More Money for Migrants. By Neil Munro on March 9, 2023. President Joe Biden's budget asks for more money to help deliver more legal, quasi-legal, and illegal migrants into the jobs and homes needed by Americans. Biden's budget asks for money to hire 500 extra border guards who catch migrants, and money to hire 460 more people to release the migrants so they can travel to jobs and housing. The Democrats' budget asks for a $4.7 billion contingency fund to operate the existing network of nonprofit groups, shelters, training courses, travel routes, and health care checks which get low-wage migrants into the jobs that would otherwise go to better-paid Americans. The budget requests extra money to convert illegal migrants into legal residents, but asks for less money to comply with the legal requirement of detaining illegal migrants before they reach U.S. jobs. Biden's budget also asks for $4 billion for the Department of State so it can keep funding the foreign groups that help migrants travel from around the world into Latin America and then up to the border. The budget also asks Congress for funds to bring in another 125,000 migrants for Americans' jobs and homes, although the extra migrants will expand inflation and further reduce wages. The budget only asks for $535 million to buy machines that can detect some of the drugs carried within the 18-wheelers that deliver Mexican-built products into the United States, even though fentanyl imports kill roughly 70,000 Americans each year. Since January 2001, Congress funds have helped Biden import roughly 6 million legal, quasi-legal, temporary, and illegal migrants. That population adds up to approximately 3 migrants for every 4 Americans born during the same period. In response to the new request, the GOP majority in the House Appropriations Committee posted a short and vague statement. As we face growing threats at our border and around the globe, the president's proposal spends far too much on unnecessary programs at the expense of our national security. America simply cannot afford this misguided plan. Congress will now get to work, reviewing it line by line to identify programs that do not require additional investments and to insert our own priorities. The House Appropriations Committee is dominated by pro-establishment Republicans. Many of those Republicans are backed by the business-run Congressional Leadership Fund or by major Wall Street investors, such as Blackstone. The pro-migration GOP members include Representative Dan Newhouse, RWE, and Representative Juan Sisko-Mani, RAS. Representative Tony Gonzalez, RTX, Representative Andy Harris, RMD, Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, Representative Tom Cole, ROK, and Representative Michael Simpson, RID. The Homeland Security Subcommittee is headed by David Joyce, RO, who voted for the Farm Labor Amnesty Bill in 2021. However, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, is likely to push for spending plans that help ordinary Americans. In February, Jordan said, "We are going to have to attach to the appropriation bills policy statements saying, look, if you don't start enforcing the law, we're not going to fund certain things. Exempting our law enforcement, not border patrol. We need that, we're going to have to do that if we're going to remedy this situation. That's how bad it is, that's how serious it is." In the Senate, Senator Katie Britt, RL, also put out a strong statement, saying, "The Biden admin hasn't taken border security seriously its entire tenure." Britt matters because she is the top Republican senator on the Democrat-controlled subcommittee for DHS appropriations. She added, "Today's disastrous Department of Homeland Security budget proposal only cements the president's complete disinterest in solving the unprecedented national security and humanitarian crisis at the border." Also, GOP leaders in the states are using the courts to fight Biden's pro-migration policies. Biden's deputies are defending their pro-migration bill. "This budget invests in programs that protect us against the threat of terrorism here and from abroad, strengthen the security of our borders, ensure the swift response to and recovery from natural disasters, and so much more," said a statement by Alejandro Mayorkas, the pro-migration head of Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS. His statement listed the agency's major funding areas, which placed border security in fifth place, behind modernize Coast Guard operational capability and invest in climate and natural disaster resilience. Even then, Mayorkas paired border security with his plan to build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Help secure the border and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. The president's budget provides the resources to continue securing our border and support a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system. The budget provides $865 million for U.S. citizenship and immigration services to process increasing asylum caseloads, address the backlog of applications for immigration benefits, support the Citizenship and Integration Grant Program, and improve refugee processing. It invests $535 million in U.S. Customs and Border Protection for border technology, to include $305 million for non-intrusive inspection systems, with a primary focus on fentanyl detection at ports of entry. It also provides $113 million to hire additional personnel, for an increase of 350 Border Patrol agents and 150 Customs and Border Protection officers, as well as an additional 460 processing assistants at CBP and ICE and 39 positions to strengthen the transportation and removal program. The budget also provides $40 million to combat human smuggling as well as illicit drug operations such as the production and distribution of fentanyl through the Repository for Analytics and a Virtualized Environment, RAVEN, to help special investigative units disrupt and dismantle transnational criminal organizations and their networks. The federal government has long operated an unpopular economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries, reduces beneficial trade, and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The lethal policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. The wealth-shifting policy is hidden under complex laws and budgets, shielded by powerless journalists, and obscured by the establishment's unpopular nation of immigrants narrative.